All right, let's praise the Lord right now. Let's lift up our voice. Come on now, church. Let's go ahead and do it. Lord Jesus, we praise you. We worship you. Come on, I come here today, Lord God, to give you the honor, to give you the glory, to give you the praise. Thank you for saving my soul. Thank you for touching me. Thank you for healing my body. Thank you for dying on the cross. Lord, I worship you. I praise you. I honor you. I give you all the glory, all the worship. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, yes. God. Hallelujah. What a wonderful presence of the Lord that's here today. Amen. Amen. I'm so thankful you're here. If you can stay standing for a minute, I got a couple of really exciting things to do before we let the Sunday school get dismissed and before we get into the sermon. First thing I'd like to do is it's been announced next month, or this month, today's the first day of February, we are having our Spanish service at 2 p.m. I know it's already been announced, but these beautiful-looking flyers right here, it has both English on one side, where it's inviting people to our English services on Wednesdays and Sundays and all that. And on the other side, it's got Spanish, inviting people to our Spanish service. Praise the Lord. I'm going to ask Sister Judish. I did not ask you ahead of time, so please tell me no if you don't want to. Can you come and read this for us in Spanish?
Okay, and it says, I'm sorry. Okay. Dos preguntas han estado arraigadas en la humanidad desde el principio de los tiempos. ¿Quién soy? ¿Hacia dónde voy? En la iglesia pentecostal, Higher Purpose, entendemos que necesitamos respuestas. Estamos aquí para ayudarte a descubrir tu identidad y tu propósito en Cristo Jesús.
Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else felt the presence of God while she was reading that? This is what she read. Two questions have been ingrained in humanity since the very beginning. Who am I and where am I going? At Higher Purpose Pentecostal Church, we understand that you need answers. We are here to help you discover your identity and purpose in Christ Jesus. You still believe that mission of the church today? Hallelujah. Listen, this mission is not just going to be going forth in English anymore, but now in Spanish. Oh, I'm excited about that. How about we clap our hands? Let's worship the Lord and rejoice again. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're going to be doing. We praise you, Lord, for the work you're about to do. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So I encourage you. I've got about 250 of these. Take a handful of them. If you find somebody, God leads you to give it to them. It doesn't matter if they speak English. You got the English side or Spanish. They got the Spanish side. Take them, hand them out, pass them out. I told the group earlier, if you don't speak Spanish, this is the easiest thing to hand out because you don't have to talk to them. You just hand it to them and say, you know, church, iglesia. That's all you got to do. And let God do the rest. Hallelujah. You know God's going to do it. Amen. We believe the Lord's going to do it. I also wanted to point out this. School of the Spirit. This is March 6th through the 8th. It's a Friday night, Saturday morning, and a Sunday morning event. It's revival time. Hallelujah. We are very excited. Presbyter Daniel Dagan will be coming. I know this is the third time we've scheduled it. This time we're actually going to do it. Praise the Lord. The other two times we've had to cancel it. We've already let the section know. We've let people know this is coming up. I want to encourage you, take the flyer. There's only a few made right now, but we'll get more made. Take the flyer, mark it off in your calendars, and let's see God do something great. One more thing before we'll get into the service. It is my great honor This is one of the most exciting things I get to do as a pastor. And that is to announce in the last 2 weeks, sure I have the right location, to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And again, I'm sorry, I know a lot of you sat down. Some of our members, y'all should know better, but I'm going to ask you to stand for the reading of the word. We always just stand for the first scripture just out of respect. Again, if you are elderly, anything like that, then please understand I'm not speaking to you. But we just stand out of respect of the reading of the word. One more quick thing before we read. Friday night, we had our movie night, and it was blessed of God. It exceeded our expectations. We had 39 in attendance, praise God. We had 4 people walk through those doors who have never been to this church before. All in all, we raised, it was both an outreach event and a fundraising event. All in all, we raised $366.85 profit for the church, praise God, and church bills. That's exciting. You can clap your hands for that. And beyond that, it was just a wonderful time of fellowship. I hope you enjoyed the movie. I had people tell me I only cried 5 times, praise God. And that was actually one of our guests that told me that. So we're very thankful for what God did. I just want to take a moment to thank everybody who was involved. I know there's so many people. My wife, I want to thank her for all the work she did. Brother Kavan, the Josephs, Brother Victor, the Stanfields, hallelujah, who did a lot. And everybody else. I know there are so many others, the Judishes who brought people, and Sister Diane who was inviting people and all that. And if I miss you, please forgive me. But I know so many people were out inviting and doing this. We planned this event in 3 weeks. It was the beginning of January where we said, we're not going to hold off. We're not going to schedule this 3-4 months down the road. We need God to do some stuff right now, so we scheduled it. And it came together, and God blessed our efforts. And I tell you, it's just a sign of what this year is going to see. Hallelujah. Because I believe our Spanish service next week is going to be a success in the glory of God. And in the School of the Spirit, the next month is going to be blessed. And then our Easter egg hunt and Easter service, the next month is going to be blessed. I just can't wait to see what else God does. Amen? Are you excited for revival around here? Amen. And I will say, I am very excited to announce that we've had 4 Bible studies this week be done. That's exciting. Everybody say revival. He's not done yet. That's right. Tell somebody next to you, he's not done yet. He is not done yet. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13 and 18 through 18. It says, for by one Spirit, everybody say one Spirit, are we all baptized into one body? Everybody say one body. Whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, we have all been made to drink. Aren't you thankful he's allowed you to drink unto that one well of water springing up into everlasting life? Hallelujah. And it doesn't matter who you are today. It doesn't matter what your past looks like. It doesn't matter if you've been a good person or a bad person. Jesus is here to set you free. Jesus is here to forgive you. Jesus is here to fill you with his Spirit. And if you've been filled with his Spirit, you've been baptized in the name of Jesus, you're one of the body of Jesus Christ, and you've been baptized into the body. Everybody say, baptized into the body. That means you're one of us. Aren't you happy to be one of the church members and one of the HPPC, praise God? Verse 14, for the body is not one member, but many members. If the foot, everybody point down to your foot. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear, everybody, point to your ear. If the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? He presents a point here. If the whole body was just an eye, how in the world could we hear? Now, if we wanted to do an hierarchy of importance of body parts, maybe we could do that today. I don't know that it'd be fruitful, though, because let me ask you, what body part today would you be willing to cut off and do away with? That means everyone is important. Everyone you wanted. Everyone has value. Hallelujah. And it's the same in the kingdom of God. Everyone has value. Everyone is part of us. I feel the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter if you're the eye or the ear or the nose. You are important to the body of Christ. Verse 18, but now hath God. Everybody say God did it. I didn't do it. You didn't do it. God did it. Hallelujah. God has set the numbers. Everyone, I'll say, let's make it personal. Every one of us in the body as it hath pleased him. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, it pleases him for you to be part of the body. Oh, I feel Jesus so good in this place. It pleases him for you to be part of the church. It pleases him for you to be part of this group. And praise God, it pleases me too. Not that it matters as much. Praise God, but I'm thankful each and every one of you are here. How about we put our Bibles down? Let's thank him today for bringing us, making us part of the body of Christ. Lord, we thank you. We love you, Lord Jesus. We cherish the fact that you brought us in here. No matter what role we play or talents we have, Lord Jesus, we are honored, Lord God, to be part of the body of Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody shout amen. God bless you. You can be seated. Now, this is a powerful example of the body of Christ, and I will add to it just a little bit. I believe that if in their days they had the science that we have, Paul maybe would have dug in a little bit more in this idea of us being part of the body of Christ. And I'm thankful I'm part of the body of Christ today. Currently within your body, now I'm not a scientist and I'm also not a doctor, but we know this just based on my kids are learning this in school right now. And of course, they help to refresh the parents on all of it. It says, for thou hast possessed my reins. What that means is you formed my inward parts. Every part of your body on the inside, he formed it. He put it there. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. That word covered actually means weaved me. You didn't just spawn in there. Yes, moms have a superpower by getting pregnant, but she didn't do that all by herself. God is weaving that baby inside that mother's womb. Verse 14, I will praise thee, Lord God, for I recognize that I am fearfully and wonderfully made. You were fearfully and wonderfully made. He took such care into your body. He took such care. God forbid. Look, I'm just going to tell you my opinion, and I wish I was old enough to where you didn't, you know, hold it against me. If I was 80 years old, you'd say, oh, he's just an old preacher. Let him be. That's a joke. It's all right. Praise God. But God forbid we hate our bodies so much that we're going out of our way to change this and change that and add this and add that. Listen, I'm telling you what, God designed you, and if he designed me, I'm going to take pride in this body and what God has designed me and who God has designed me to be. Marvelous are thy works, he said. I can look down at my body, and I know there's portions. I've got portions of my body just like everybody else where I can say, I wish it was this and I wish it was that. And I can improve it by trying to be healthy and exercise and diet and all those things. But at the end of the day, I can just testify and say, man, God, what an amazing thing you did in me creating this body and my body parts and my hands and my head and my hair and all these things. Marvelous are thy works that my soul knoweth right well. Look at this, verse 15. My substance. Everybody say substance. That word substance actually means your frame or your bones. He was intentional about your skeletal system. Wow. He was intentional about the way your skeleton was created. My substance was not hid from thee. My bones were not hid from thee. When I was made in secret within my mother's womb, I was curiously, that word curiously actually means skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. He did it with such care and intention, putting this piece together and that piece together. I know we hear the story of creation. He just took a bunch of dust and made man. But listen, he could do a whole lot with dust. I'm witness of that. Hallelujah. This body is a witness of that. Verse 16. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect or unformed, meaning he could see you before you were even created. He could see your body. He could see your skeletal system. He could see your mind, your brain. His eyes could see you while you were still unformed. And in thy book, all my members were written. He's talking about the body parts. See, he took account of all of my body parts. Does this sound like a God that just threw you together? No, he created us with purpose and reason. Hallelujah. Look at this. All my members were written in that book, which in continuous were fashioned. In other words, during the days they were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. Even when he did not and I was not formed, he still had a plan to form me and create me. Look at verse 17. It sums it all up. How precious are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. Praise God. I can tell you, He has sat around thinking about you, thinking about the type of person you would be, thinking about the type of person you'd look like, thinking about your skeletal system, thinking about your hair and your eye color and your DNA. It was all done with intention. If he put that much thought into this body that's here today and gone tomorrow, yet nothing but a vapor, I wonder how much thought he's put into your purpose and the plan for your life and what he's got for you to do in this church. Oh, I bet he's got it all planned out from beginning to end. Everything he's using to grow you and to build you and to create you and to make you the person that he's called you to be. Praise God. Everybody say he did it. He did it with intention. He did it on purpose. Hallelujah. Because he wants us to be wonderfully designed. He's doing it within us. This is what this morning, God, I felt God speak this to me so clearly. I felt God speak to me and say, I would rather they be formed than they be blessed. That's a pretty big statement, ain't it? I'd rather they be formed than that they be blessed. He'd rather mold you and shape you into the man or woman that he's called you to be than to just bless you and send you on your way. There's an old saying, give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. Teach a man to fish, you feed him for a lifetime. If he put that much intention and thought into this physical body, I believe every bad thing that happens to me, there's also intention and thought into it. He's got a plan, brothers and sisters. Everybody say he's got a plan. I don't always know it, but here's my commitment to God. I'm here for you to form. I'm here for you to create. I'm here for you to design. And if that means I got to go through the good and the bad in order for me to be formed, then I say, Lord, form me, design me, create me into the vessel that you want me to be. Oh, everybody clap your hands to the Lord today. Oh, can I break this down even more? Can I get another 10 minutes? There are so many people right now, like there's a whole industry of breeding horses right now. People who are much smarter than I am have figured out how to use DNA in order to breed the perfect horse. They will take a horse and they'll study its DNA and determine that this portion of this DNA is a perfect portion, but it's not complete. So they'll go and they'll find another horse that has another portion of DNA that will match what they need. And they'll bring those horses together. The problem is that you can't do it off of one couple of horses, because that still isn't enough. They will plan this generations ahead of time, where they will say, now I need to get this horse and this horse together because they're going to breed a horse that has this set of DNA. I need to get this horse and this horse together. Now they're going to breed a horse that has this set of DNA. And then when they have all those different horses, then they start bringing them together. And it's almost like a pyramid. They'll start out with, you know, 10 different horses with all these specific strands of DNA, and they'll bring them together, and then they'll bring the next two together and the next two together. And about 5 to 6 generations later, they will have the perfect racehorse. Let me tell you something. If humans are smart enough to figure that out, I think God's smart enough to figure that out. I know there's a lot that's said, and a lot, you know, we talk a lot about generational curses and all those things. But let me tell you, God knew your parents, and who he knew their parents, and he knew their parents. And I believe it was not a mistake or an accident that they got together. He is a master planner, and he knew today. Everybody say today. In this hour, I need a Devontae. I believe 5, 6, 7 generations ago, he brought the right people together at the right time. And then he brought these families together at the right time. And then these families together, and these families together. Why? Because Brother Devontae, he's got a plan and a purpose for your life, and he needed you to have the right DNA in order to carry it out. What are you trying to say, Pastor? I'm trying to say you were created with a purpose. You were created with a design. He has brought us together for such a time as this. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. God forbid we look around the church and say this person is unneeded or that person is unneeded. You don't know the need that they're here to fulfill and the role they're here to fulfill and the purpose they're here to fulfill, because God designed you so you could be a part of the body of Christ. You're here to fulfill a role and a DNA. You are called. You are chosen. You are anointed by God. Everybody say, I'm anointed. You are not an accident. My wife was considered an accident. So much so, my parents had no idea that her mom was pregnant. And she went and got a bunch of vaccinations that should have destroyed the baby inside of that womb. When they found out she was pregnant, they went right to that hot doctor and they warned him, it is very likely that if this baby survives, she's going to come out and she's not going to be right. And she's going to be deformed in her physical body. She'll be deformed. And she'll never have a normal life. But I can tell you, she may have been an accident for the parents, and they maybe had no idea, but God knew the whole time. God knew the whole time. You are not an accident. You did not stumble upon this. God knew you before you were even born. But I'm no Pastor Me, and thank God you're not another Pastor Me, and we don't need any more Me. Trust me. God help us for my children's sake. Hallelujah.
You don't need any more Pastor Meehan's in this church. You do need a Brother Wilfred. Hallelujah. You do need a Brother Don. You do need a Sister Venetia. It is needed. Oh, do you feel the glory of God in this place like I do? The recognition that the Lord has brought us together. Jeremiah 1:4. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Hallelujah. He called you. Can I? Before you were even in the belly, he ordained you. While you were in the belly, you were already ordained. You were already anointed. You were already called. When you came out of that belly and you were a rambunctious toddler, you were ordained. You were called. You were anointed. When you were a teenager, a rebellious teenager, doing everything you knew you shouldn't be doing, you were ordained. You were called. You were chosen. You were anointed. When you were out strung out in drugs, hallelujah, didn't have your right mind about you, you were ordained. You were called. You were anointed. Oh, hallelujah. How about we stand to our feet today? You didn't surprise God when you messed up. You didn't surprise God when you walked away. You didn't surprise God when you became, when you fell. You were already ordained. Wait just a moment. I feel a word of the Lord for somebody today. The Lord says that you are ordained. You are called and you're anointed. He says you can try to run, but it will not change that fact. He has already called and ordained and anointed. Oh, Jesus. You might as well just answer that call. You might as well just say, yes, Lord. I know there's still this you want to do and that you want to do, but let me tell you, it doesn't mean anything. Once you get into the call of God, you'll forget any of that stuff even exists. And you'll say, yes, Lord, pour out the blessings, pour out the anointing for me to be who you've called me to be. Hallelujah. You're called, you're ordained. Even from a child, you've known. Even from a child, you've known. And everybody keeps coming up to you and telling you. They're not just saying what they think you need to hear or want to hear. That's the voice of God reminding you of what you already know. You're called. You're ordained. You're anointed. Look, I'm way far from my notes, but I feel this in the Holy Ghost today. You're called. You're ordained. You're anointed. You're called. You're ordained. You're anointed. Would you give yourself to that calling and say, yes, Lord? I am but a child, but I know you can speak through me. I may not have everything together, but I know you can speak through me. Yes, Lord, I will answer the call. I'm done today. How about there's some people today who feel the call of God? In fact, I'd love for the body of Christ, the body.